Let's talk now about unlocking your potential. The fact is that you have more potential within you than you could use in 100 lifetimes. And the more of your potential you use, the more of your potential is available to you. You really have no idea what you're capable of accomplishing until you begin to stretch yourself. Perhaps your most important responsibility in life, to yourself and to others, is to use your full potential for happiness, success, and achievement. In this session, I will share with you some of the very best ideas used by the most successful and happy people in the world to get the most out of themselves. There's never been a better time in all of human history to be alive. Irrespective of short-term ups and downs in the economy and politics, at this wonderful time in history, you have the ability to be, do, and have more than you ever have before. So here's three quick exercises. Number one, imagine that you have the ability to double, triple, or even increase your income by 10 times in the years ahead. Sometimes when I'm talking to an audience, I say, everybody here worries about money, so imagine I could wave a magic wand and double the income of everyone in this room. Would that solve your financial problems? People say, yes, yes. I say, how about if I could triple your income? They say, yes, yes. How about if I could increase your income 5 or 10 times? They all say, yay, yay, yay. And I say, now let me ask you a question. How many people here, from the time you took your first job until today, have already doubled their income? Every hand in the room goes up. Tripled your income, 80% of the hands. 5 times, 10 times, rooms full of hands. In other words, you've already achieved these things in the past, and having achieved them in the past, you know how to do it again in the future. So here's the second exercise. Imagine having perfect health and fitness in every respect. Imagine you could wave a magic wand and be superbly fit and healthy in every respect. What would it look like? How would you feel like? So on. And number three, perhaps the most important, imagine having perfect relationships and a wonderful family life in every way, full of love, harmony, joy, peace, laughter, and so on. How would it be different from today? You know, Einstein said, imagination is more important than facts. And Dennis Whately said, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. And the more exciting your imagination is, the higher is your self-esteem, the better is your self-image, the greater is your self-ideal, the more confident and positive you are overall as a person. So practice the magic wand technique in every area of your life. Imagine that you could wave a magic wand in the areas of income, health, and relationships, and have 3 wishes in each area. What would you wish for? All success in life begins with an exciting vision of what is possible for you. In order to create a vision, you must unleash the power of your imagination. The greatest breakthrough in the development of human potential, as I said before, is the discovery of the self-concept. Your self-concept precedes and predicts your levels of effectiveness in anything you do. Your self-concept determines how you perform on the outside. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your self-concept, with an improvement of how you think about yourself. Now, your self-concept is defined as your bundle of beliefs about yourself. It's all the beliefs that you have starting back from early childhood. This bundle of beliefs is largely subjective. That means it's not a fact. It's based on information that you have taken in and accepted as true, especially about yourself and your own abilities. Now, your self-esteem, the most important part of your personality, the emotional center, is best defined as how much you like yourself. And you can change your self-concept, boost your self-esteem, improve your self-image, and move more rapidly towards your goals and dreams by repeating over and over the words, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. I had a woman come up to me recently, and she was ecstatically happy. She said when she first heard this from me, she spent 2 years trying to say, I like myself, but because of all the negativity that she had been burdened with from childhood, she couldn't say it. And one day she woke up and she said, I love myself. I love myself. And the dam broke, and the sun came out, and she's been a happy person ever since. The best thing you can say when you get up in the morning is, I like myself.